Hi. Thanks for joining. This is episode 67 of the Role Slayers podcast.
What is that?
I don't know.
You're starting off like, oh, hello. I didn't see you come
in. Oh, right. I mean, we're just weird, we're like, East nothing. Texas anti-accent.
Oh, I didn't see you there.
Did we get the pan?
You snuck up on me.
Yeah, it's the camera move from Django Unchained where it whips around to Leonardo DiCaprio and he's like, "You will."
That's a great movie.
Thank you for joining us in episode 67 of the Role Slayers podcast. Before we get into tonight's episode, we have some announcements. As always, Jeremy has some things to say. John has some things to say.
I do.
Oh, I was just making notes on my last podcast episode.
Oh,
hello. Perhaps you've heard of the Role Slayers podcast. I mean, of course you have. But have you heard of our partners? If you skip the first 5 minutes
no,
of the episode,
kind of
you haven't heard. But in the first 5 minutes of the episode, which we are in now, we always explain that we have other partners. Roleslayers.com/partners. And
we have kind of an open relationship.
We were like, hey, what's your policy? and then we like scroll to the policy page and they're like, hey, you can do this. And
no,
we're, like,
my partner,
yeah, we're not really, you know, monetizing, so that's fine. But yeah, it's either way, we love to hype the community. So beyondskyrim.org, super awesome music. And then what we have so lovingly nicknamed, who we have so lovingly nicknamed the Slider Kings, the team over at Sirenscape.com, because beep, boop, swoop, and you can push buttons, move sliders digitally. If maybe we can get some haptic feedback on your touchscreen, and it'll feel real to you, you know? That's really, I mean... That's
check out the new Sirenscape slider pack that they mail you. It's a little mixer board.
The real reason that Facebook failed, I mean, not Facebook, but
Meta?
The metaverse, you know, flopped, was because the Slider Kings, you couldn't go in there and push
the
sliders.
He's not supposed to be in here.
They should have partnered.
Fives is in here.
There's a cat
here,
in
I'll
here.
Get him.
All right, this has gone on long enough.
Thank you for that announcement, Jeremy.
But check it out, roleslayers.com/partners.
This has gone on long enough. We're not going to take it anymore. It's time to talk about World Anvil. You remember when we used to do, facts about history?
I really miss
mostly,
those.
Mostly centered on the Byzantine Empire.
Yes.
I've been reading.
I hope so.
This is not... Well, I'm always reading. I've been reading The Adventures of Pinocchio by Carlo Collodi. It's fantastic.
Is it?
Oh, yeah, it's great. I like it a lot. It's also so weird. It's bizarre, like the... Just trying to keep track in my mind of the things that this naughty little boy, who's not a boy, he's a puppet, the things that he does and gets in trouble for, and... kind of the Pinocchio verse in which, you know, there's this shark that eats people and this cat and fox that are also assassins. I don't know. It's cool stuff. I'm thinking, you know what? That would be fertile ground for a new Clue Crew Deluxe style role-playing game.
You're going to have to figure it out until I get that... You can't say the name of the game until I get my IP protected.
No. You have 3 weeks, Hayden.
Yeah.
We got a 3 week
publish
backlog.
Publish a game in 3 weeks.
Send the copyright in notices.
Someone else is going to if you don't.
But all that is to say,
don't worry. The tabletop RPG community is extremely congenial. One would ever screw
it's
anyone
true.
Over.
It's true.
No one would ever.
Never.
But all that is to say, whatever the weird, cool world it is that you're working on, World Anvil can help. Check out our affiliate link at worldanvil.pxf.io/roleslayers. Also, check out The Adventures of Pinocchio by Carlo Collodi. It's so good.
Nice. Thank you, John. Last but not least,
Eldritch Foundry, 15% off on minis. Code RoleSlayers in checkout. Discord on the website.
Come on, Tyler.
YouTube, faster. YouTube, Spotify, Twitter, Happy. Instagram.
Happy.
TikTok.
Have we made our LinkedIn profiles yet?
No LinkedIn profiles yet.
We got 3 weeks to make it happen.
Yeah. Surely we've done it by now.
And if we haven't, on LinkedIn.
Then it's a shame. Oh, also, did we ever mention the backdrops? We got new backdrops if we didn't mention that. That's cool.
I think we mentioned them like 4 episodes ago.
I keep hitting them every time I try to like crack my back, and then it's like, wonderful. Oh.
It's like, goodbye.
I can't do that.
Goodbye, backdrop. Okay.
How do I be a human?
Cool. Well, I think that was pretty chaotic, but maybe you got some value out of it. Let's play some D&D.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Last we left off, the Guild of Goodwill absconded from the chaos of Torchhelm, leaving Vilram's corpse bleeding behind. Recovering Midnight's Triumph and escaping through the magma tunnel, last-ditch effort jumping across with
Tensor's floating disk.
Should I add that spear to my inventory?
If you want to, are you going to want to attune to this thing, or are you just kind of carrying it?
I'm really just carrying it.
Okay, well, I'm not going to forget you have it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal.
Okay.
Unless you just want to add it.
Yeah, I'll just hang on to it.
Unless you're planning on absconding with it.
No.
So, you made your way up out of the magma chamber into the Underdark once again, running almost blindly. What are you doing?
Still running.
Running away.
I think after a certain point, Cyrus is just delighted with the fact that we made the escape with the weapon. And here we are. It's dark, but you know what? They're not finding us.
Yeah.
I can see.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, so then, I think in a lot of ways, like we kind of like, you know, like montaged our way to Torchhelm. So I would say, because I don't have any map for that.
Sure.
I would say we probably try and find something where we could shoot. I don't know. Like we need to get into a Darrow hole or something.
A lot of the tunnels and caverns you took are nowhere near the size of giants. So they'd have to bore something or find a way around.
Okay, cool. So the idea is that we make ourselves safe and we inspect for Darrow holes and patch them and then rest.
Okay, so you're trying to find a safe place to rest.
Yeah. We do need to rest.
Can I have a survival check from you, Jeremy?
Do we know approximately what time of day it would be?
Do
we have any idea?
No, at this point, no.
We're talking delirious at this point.
Yeah.
So survival check, and I'll guide myself knowing that I'm going to need it.
Survival.
It's a 12.
Okay. I think you find a fairly safe little cavern. Make a perception check if you're inspecting for Darrow Warren entrances.
Okay.
Absolutely.
These are not helpful rolls to me. Or,
Say survival?
Yeah.
Eight. I would.
Oh, perception. Oh. Sorry.
Oh.
Eight?
Eight.
Nineteen.
No Darrow holes around here. I don't know why I went country there.
No Darrow.
No Darrow holes around here.
We have these parts.
So if Molly Miller comes and she starts with her East Texas auntie accent, is that going to cause problems for all you East Texas folk?
It might.
We might drift a little.
All right. You guys start to set up for a long rest. Are we doing watches?
Yes.
Okay. Who's on first? Abbott or Costello?
I'll take it first because I figure other people were hurt more than I was.
Okay. Do we have anyone else? You're going to go first as well, Remy?
Yeah.
Okay. Who's on second?
I'll go on second.
And you two on
I'll
third?
I'll be on third.
I'll be on third.
Okay. First watch. Can I have perception checks? Are you? Oh, you're both have dark vision thanks to Belt.
Yeah, I just am a dwarf by birth.
You just have the birth of dwarven kind. This is stupid.
It was cute.
Sweet.
It was cute. What do you got?
13,
and what do you got, Remy?
Nine.
Okay. You hear a lot of smashing and crashing reverberating throughout the caverns, but you're fairly sure that it's pretty far off, and maybe not even in the right direction.
Well, if we can get...
Smashing and crashing.
If we can get revived, I think we can handle our own.
It's true.
But your watch comes and goes without any direct disturbance. Watch two, we got Cyrus.
Cyrus by his lonesome. Cyrus, especially since he's alone, he's gonna really concentrate his efforts on the ruminations on the unseen.
Sure.
And trying to, you know, again using clairvoyance and modifying that however he can, using this book, trying to see if he can get into see if he can touch anything related to that vision that he had had.
Sure. Make an arcana check.
Okay. I'm going to use one of my portent rolls.
Ooh.
After rolling?
I did already roll, you're right. 12.
Okay. What are you're trying to see more of that vision?
Yeah, see if I can get any more information about it, any part of it.
Sure.
And I know at this point he doesn't really have a lot of control over the way that he is using that spell, mm-hmm. So he's just kind of grasping at whatever he can find.
As you gaze into the glass eye of your protege, who is also
Ralphie.
A marionette.
My own little Pinocchio.
As you gaze into your marionette's eye,
he's a real boy.
You do glimpse visions, though the only thing you're able to grab is that flash of banners.
Wait. He's gazing into his
the glass eye. Yeah.
So that's what's happening. Cyrus is looking into the eye of the doll.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And those banners flash by,
wow,
one by one. But you're able to catch on to a second one. A platinum field with a like luminous, almost bluish silver sheen logo of a upward pointed sword and a gauntleted hand.
When you say platinum, the first thing I think of is Bahamut.
Okay.
But that's... I mean, is that what...
Make a religion check or a history check?
Come on, history. Come on. 19.
Actually, only history, not religion, so good. 19?
Yeah.
Easy. It's the standard of the Justicars.
Okay. And the other one is the Tetrad.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
You... snap out of your vision. Did I get a perception check from you, by the way?
Perception, uh-oh. Yes. 12.
Nothing seems to have happened while you were in your vision.
Okay.
The rest of your watch comes and goes uninterrupted.
And now we're surrounded by Darrow.
Yeah. Oh. Yay.
It's like that one thing where you look and you see one and you look away and then there's two there.
And they've stolen the whole spear.
And there's eight. Okay. Vinny and Bells, can I get perception checks?
Hey, let's do it.
Okay.
20.
20.
16.
You hear more crashing and thumping of rocks being thrown and destroyed, but with your 20, you can clearly tell that they're headed away from you.
What did you hear?
Some crashing and throwing of rock and stone.
I'm a little shook up. I couldn't tell. Do you, it sounds like they're a little bit like they're going away from us, doesn't it?
Yes, I don't think they're any concern of ours. I think as long as we're quiet and still and out of sight,
I don't think that's
no nuisance to us.
Yes, maybe not to us, but more than certainly it will be a nuisance to Degeldoar.
Perhaps
we're going to need to get back very quickly, I think.
Do you think so?
I think the quicker we can, the more time that we can give to the to Degeldoar, the better that they'll have a chance of surviving another attack or perhaps even counter a strike of their own.
Even with Vilhelm Goln, you think the other giants will attempt to overthrow?
Absolutely. Of course, they're angered. We've angered them. If they can't find us, then they'll go to the first civilization that they can find, assuming that we were part from it.
I didn't think of that. I suppose you're right.
But we can't do anything until we've healed. I'm going to go over here and I'm going to go find that spear and see if I can identify it.
Okay. Sure.
And Vinny just goes over and does cast the identify ritual.
Okay. It is a what we would call an artifact.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I will give you stats if you're still in possession of it at the end of this, because there's a lot of them. But it, you, as you identified, this is a very powerful weapon.
Okay.
Yeah. So in terms of damage, it does 2d10 piercing and 6d12 necrotic.
Yikes! 6d12.
Yeah, among other things that it can do. It's got some innate spell casting abilities, some summoning
that's
abilities.
That's my people's artifact.
Anyone attuned to it has their charisma and their dexterity up to 20.
Dexterity and charisma?
Face!
There are a few other things. I'll relay it when,
oh my gosh,
when we need it.
I can't believe we
survived.
We survived that fight.
We did. Just barely.
Just barely.
But wow. We did.
Okay. So that's good.
You hover over this, and there's like this power that almost surges through you. It feels like it's almost going to break your identify spell before you can kind of wrap your mind around this power.
You would probably be watching. I mean, we were right there.
Yeah.
I'm not like hiding it or anything.
No.
And I just start sweating like as I concentrate on this. It takes about an hour or so over time. Like you're used to me doing this. You've seen me do this before. But you notice like, whoa, you're like, I'm sweating. And then at the end of the hour, I just kind of shake out of it a little bit.
Venuthra, are you okay?
I am. Yes.
Are you sure?
This weapon. This could turn the tide for us. I don't know if you could wield this, but if you could, we could almost launch our own attack on Torchholm ourselves. A very calculated attack, but this is an impressive weapon. And even us being in possession of it is a huge blow to the giants' efforts.
I don't even know what to say, really.
And I relay in whatever way it makes sense, like some of the things that you told me to her, the 2d10 piercing with 6d12 necro. I mean, just touching it will cause someone to wither.
You do get the feeling that someone would have to be quite malicious by nature to be able to wield this properly.
But the... Okay.
Meaning alignment-wise, you gotta be evil.
But sounds like a job for Fusty Gurgis.
It's fustin' time.
But I say that, but I think you have to have some extreme ill will deep within in order to wield it.
Oh, so perhaps we're better off without it, or...
No, if anything, we need to home it, to keep it away from anyone who could use it, just like Vilrum.
Can it change the person that wields it, though?
I personally have no interest in wielding a weapon of this nature.
Okay, so we keep it and we protect others by not letting it fall into the wrong hands. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. We need to talk to someone who knows more about it. All I know is that it is good that we have it and they don't.
Did Cyrus and Vinny ever relay to Bells that they had kind of been tasked to go get this?
I know we're pretty...
I think y'all talked
about
it.
We were explicit about needing to get this
spear. I don't know if you talked about specifically who you were getting it for. Maybe you did. I think you did.
I think we did.
Even if we didn't, like, on air... Sure. I think we would have offline at some point. I don't think we would have just kept that secret. So
you know that this was Professor Kuhler's errand, basically.
No, that was relayed to us.
It was? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, our only reason really for shoving that to the sideline was because we were focused on the Cartagias or Linus Cartagia.
Right. He was not specific on reward, except that he said it would be large, and he said they could discuss titles, property, or just straight gold or additional of ways of reward.
So how do you feel about relinquishing this item to Professor...
Pula. We are going to have to talk to Cyrus about that. I think, you know, running an errand to retrieve a historical artifact of some sort of inconsequential, you know, as far as I was concerned, it was just a decoration.
Yes, but this
but
seems
this is far more
malevolent and, or something dark.
Yes, and so anyone seeking it would likely need the ability to wield it. And that scares me a little.
Okay. So we tell the others as soon as they all wake.
Of course, yeah. No secrets among the Guild of Goodwill.
And as you all awake, you feel refreshed, invigorated. So much so that you are now level 8.
Woo!
Yes!
Wait, what?
So if you want to quick level up real quick.
That makes sense!
Yeah.
That sounds great.
That makes a lot of sense.
Sure, that makes sense. Don't mind spells. If I do.
Yes.
Spells. Yeah.
Nice.
Spells.
I don't have level 8 charged
up. Hayden, you heard that, right?
Oh, yes, I did.
Good. Manage character.
You're one from running on walls, aren't you? One away. Aren't you?
I think I can run.
You can do it
now.
8? Nice.
Ability score improvement.
What is that's the first thing Remy does when he wakes up. He's like, I can do it this time.
I don't get to run on walls yet.
Is it 9 or 11?
I don't get to run on walls. I was wrong.
Is it 9 or 11 that you get to run?
It's 9.
I knew it.
Wow.
Sorry, I didn't know if there was going to be a good way to level up. We could have leveled up post-game, but y'all didn't long rest. So.
Yeah. No, thanks for keeping us true. Who knows if we would ever have long rest.
I could have pre-warned.
We might have just stayed awake.
Or I could have left you hanging on whether you're going to survive or not.
Is it possible if I want to think about...
Yeah, you can change stuff later.
Okay, cool.
I got you. This is just a quick level up. You get your HP, pick your spells if you want, or you don't even have to pick your spells.
I'm gonna take out the spells. I want languages.
Oh,
yes. Okay.
Stats go up or feet.
Some linguistics for you, eh?
Oh, yeah.
I already chose my feet.
Well, he has a...
Monks is, like, super easy to level up. You're just like, oh, HP, I get new feature, I'm good.
No, I think Cyrus is strength. But he wouldn't do that.
So let me know when everyone's good.
I'm good.
Ooh. I know fighters are good. I know monks are good.
Yeah. Oh,
it's
gosh.
The casters I'm worried about.
Yeah. Also, stats goblins.
I will look at spells later.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Where's that?
I'll just raise my intelligence and look at spells.
So we need to roll our dice, right?
For hit dice? Yeah. Did you roll hit dice, Liz?
Come on.
For hit points? You already did
yes.
that? Okay,
yep.
Cool.
Okay.
Great.
And it's whatever, so mine's like a D8, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna grab your pen over here, Jeremy.
Oh, yeah. Take that.
I should be more or less all set. I'll work on spells as we're going along.
Okay.
Yay! Hit points are not woo! Abysmal anymore.
But it's 8 plus, or it's a D8 plus my con modifier, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I chose to increase my...
Con modifier,
would you...
Retroactively get more HP? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh.
Proactive.
Retroactive.
You get retro. Yeah. Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, very cool.
That's
why it's good to take the tough feat and stuff too, and then pump your con, and there's all sorts of ways to be beefy, beefy.
Oh, yeah, I get two new spells.
Beefy, beefy.
Beefy, beefy. Y'all, did I tell y'all my character, my level 4 Goliath character fell 40 feet and took 0 damage?
That was
what?
A fun session. I was a big fan of what happened in that session.
Also, what?
Fell 40 feet on purpose and then skewered a guy with his glaive and exploded him with Divine Smite. Right. It was pretty dope.
I was a big fan of what happened in that
Here
session.
We go.
I'm ready. What do we got?
Two.
No.
Plus what?
That's... my con modifier right now is...
If it was a 1, I'd allow a reroll. Sorry.
That's fine. Ooh, so I rolled the worst.
Yeah, you did. You rolled
really
the worst
did.
You could.
5
you
extra points.
Did.
5 extra points.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, we ready?
Think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm ready.
You ready, John?
Yeah.
So, as you wake reinvigorated...
Ooh.
What do you do?
I certainly don't run up any walls.
Sorry, Aiden.
Next level.
Next time. Oh, I think everyone's still leveling. Basically.
I'll
make breakfast.
Breakfast I'll get up and I'm going to start making some breakfast. Some little brekkies for us all.
That's wonderful.
I get my old... go ahead.
And I'm just... Oh, good morning, everyone. Bells, I'm in the confusion yesterday. I forgot to say thank you for picking up all my darts. They were very expensive.
I don't think anyone picked up your darts, Remy.
She declared that she picked
she
up
did.
My darts.
You
did?
I remember it.
I did.
Okay.
But we never really addressed how many I was able to pick
you
up.
You were able to get them all.
There you go.
Their darts... Actually, no. The one that went in the eyeball, that one's gone.
Why?
I resent that.
That went deep in that brain. Unless you spent time rooting around in that brain.
We didn't spend any time.
I don't think you did.
I grabbed
whatever was quick enough to get me out of the lava.
So you recover 3 of your 4 darts, Remy.
He had 5, didn't he?
Yeah, but he only
I
threw
did,
4.
I did, but I only threw 4.
Okay.
But yes. You can.
I saw you gathering him. I just wanted to say thank you.
Oh, yes, of course. You're welcome. Of course, I wouldn't have done anything else.
Yeah,
and then I also
you know.
Take out all of my remaining... I have 6 remaining croissants that I would take out.
Oh, from sweaty?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you're going to have to heat those for a while.
And, hey, they were in the bag of holding.
Okay.
Which
oxygenless.
Is, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're pristine.
They're nice and flaky.
They're beautiful.
They're buttery.
They're lovely.
And
they're
it's a
sweaties.
Nice,
they're
a nice
sweeties.
Little, they're a little sweaty, you know. It's like a whiskey, you know, one drop in every, you know, whiskey of water, except it's one drop in the dough of sweat really gives it that salty flavor.
Yeah, that's what you want.
You know.
Yeah.
But they're delicious. And you make your breakfast here in the Underdark once again.
Oh, I can maybe I'll toast those up. And I'll throw them in the pan with some butter to get them nice and crisp.
How sad, they're all gone now.
So, question, Tyler.
Yes.
And I should have asked this earlier, but we're in the middle of other things. But in Cyrus's vision, the flag of the Tetrad and the flag of the Justicars, did they appear on the same side or opposing sides?
There were no sides. They kind of just flashed past.
Okay.
But you saw a total of, you see a total of about, it's hard to tell, maybe six or maybe three banners. You can't really tell. They flashed past so fast.
Okay.
You're not sure.
But I do just get an overall sense that it's the most powerful forces in the land.
You don't really know how to interpret it.
Okay. Okay.
So, as you finish breakfast, what is your plan for the day?
Well, have we had an opportunity to look at this spear at all?
In fact, I did, and I meant to bring that up.
Oh, really?
Yes. While we were sleeping on our watch, I chose to identify it. And the results are...
disturbing.
Yeah. It is a weapon of great magnitude, but it can only be wielded by someone of, someone very deeply tormented and turned toward evil purposes.
Hmm.
I thought...
Well, let's not give that to Bells then.
Well, I don't...
What do you mean?
Well, here, hold it. And he would give it to her and let her, like...
It's light.
I like the good weapons smooth, that Bells uses.
Even though there are, like, kind of chips on it. You know, it looks like chipped obsidian, but when you rub your hand against it, it's smooth as satin.
I do like the way that it feels. It feels nice.
And we'll hold on to it. I think if you spend a bit more time with it, you'll start to understand my meaning. This is a weapon that you would have to spend time with before you were proficient in using it, and before its magical properties would avail themselves to you.
I thought you said that you couldn't really make full use of it unless you were mal-aligned or evil in some sort of...
Yeah, and that's what I mean. So let's maybe not endeavor to be able to use it. So the question then, I suppose, is what do we do with it?
Well, do you trust Bachnapula?
Do I?
Make an inside check, I guess.
Okay.
Do you trust the Quintessence Pursuant?
11.
I mean, Professor Pueller's a very storied, very prominent magician within the Quintessence, known for his level head, known for his logical conclusions that he comes to, and above all, he sees a lot.
Yeah.
You don't know if you necessarily trust him, but you trust his expertise when it comes to this.
And what about the Quintessence in general?
That's up to you.
Okay.
Does Vinny get any sense that this thing is putting off any sort of, like,
detectable,
anything detectable? Like, can it make itself detected?
Can it make itself found by other things?
Sure.
Make an arcana check?
Ooh.
Okay.
Magic beacon?
Okay, and... Eleven.
you don't sense any sort of call from it, with your limited knowledge of the arcane being from your patron. You're not exactly certain on how you would ascertain that information.
Well, what do you propose that we do with it? Do we return it to the dwarves? Do we keep it with us? Do we?
No, we. I think we're better to. And I hope. Well, let me ask you. This is an artifact of your people.
I guess. So
my initial reaction is for us to keep it, to keep it safe. If you'll have a lot of confidence in the Guild of Goodwill's ability to do so, what would happen if, knowing that only the evil can wield it?
So what would I know about this artifact and my people's history?
Make a history check.
Is it an 11?
7.
You know that this is a fabled spear wielded supposedly long ago by a dwarven king. This is not a dwarven king of the Galfell conglomerate. This is some king who existed long before that, really before any dwarves had left Iudosos. Besides this king.
Well, this is a pretty legendary item, in the sense that I'm not sure that anybody living now knows it exists. A king that must have wielded something like this. Don't know that I could trust him as far as I could throw him. So if whoever you planning to take it to as a trustworthy individual, maybe take it to him.
Okay.
Figure the guy with the glass eyes.
Oh, Ogryn?
Yeah, I figure Ogryn or his ilk would be very interested in a weapon like this, at least for the historical value.
Could we trust them with it, though?
Can I trust Ogryn? Like, what?
Make an inside check.
Like, what I know of his history.
I
that's a better roll. That's 21.
21? Ogryn is, from what you've been able to gather through your interaction with him, Ogryn is like a dog with a bone. He is single-minded and singularly focused on
his drugs.
Finding and reclaiming the city buried under the mountains in Iudosos, the home of the dwarves, for several reasons. And it's clear that he knows more about this city than he lets on. He's seen some things, but he doesn't at least trust you with this information. But he seems to be driven by that purpose and that purpose alone. For what end and for what reason, you're not sure.
So,
yeah.
I guess
you can rather do that.
Essentially, what it comes down to is I trust your judgment. You seem to be people that care about individuals and cities and peoples, and that seems to be the best way to go about it.
Could I fit it into my efficient quiver yet?
Yeah, you could fit it in there.
Perhaps we just store it for now and then decide what to do with it later.
Is the efficient quiver similar to the bag of holding in its, like, spacing?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, I think that that's a good idea. And Remy, I would love to hear your thoughts as well.
Well, I don't know much about the quintessence, but I do know that the dwarves are a very honorable people. And despite that one particular one's oddities, he seemed to know, I don't know, a lot of things. He seemed like a real smart cookie.
Perhaps he was. If you don't mind, could this be can we keep this as our secret?
Perhaps.
So no secrets among the Guild of Goodwill, but maybe the Guild of Goodwill can keep a secret?
Absolutely. I think that's a decent
policy. Yeah.
I'm not saying that we should. I just don't know.
Well,
I don't want this to fall into the wrong hands, though I also don't necessarily think that we're the right hands.
Yeah, no, and I don't know who the right hands are, really.
Yes, that's it. I don't want to keep this, but I don't know really who to give it to.
Yeah.
Or where to put it.
Here's what I can say about the Quintessence Pursuant.
Okay.
I have my own history with them.
Of course.
I have tried and met with dead ends in terms of elevation there. And, you know, maybe I haven't seen the highest echelons of how the quintessence works. I'll grant you that. But I have never gotten the sense that they were evil or malevolent in any way, but more just removed and disinterested from, you know, in the way that wizards typically are. It's an isolated sort of study. But I also, in general, don't think that organizations in and of themselves are necessarily good or evil. I mean, maybe they can accomplish a greater good or a greater degree of evil than any individual can, but it's really the individuals who hold the good or the evil. And, you know, specifically Professor Pueller, who is asking for it. I don't know. I don't know that I can get the clearest read on him in those terms. And I'm sure he's watching right now as I say this. Hello, Professor Pueller. I know you're listening.
He's watching us.
Well.
He's one of those.
He might be.
It might be best that we just put it away until we have a better idea.
Yeah.
Even talking about it openly among ourselves does seem a bit foolish when we know that someone like Professor Pueller, I mean, not that we just haven't made any judgment.
I mean, I would
Ogryn or the
I Pueller. Would feel confident, despite my own misgivings, I would feel confident putting it in the hands of the Quintessence Pursuant if the person we were giving it to was someone I trusted or felt good about. You have Professor Fingers, for example. But Professor Pueller, I don't know.
Well, let's put it away for now and perhaps discuss it later.
Fingers is in Stoheller, is that correct?
Fingers is on assignment in Oramond.
Oramond.
I would just take it and stick it in the quiver and try to...
Okay.
Let's continue on, shall we?
Well, either way, what I was telling Bells last night is that it's much better out of the hands of the giants, that's for sure.
It's better out of their hands.
Agreed.
And I will also feel a little bit more comfortable once it is out of our hands.
Headed back to Degildar?
Yeah, we are.
Yes.
Make a survival check, whoever's leading.
Post haste, yeah.
Probably close to the front because we're headed home.
Okay.
If you smell Mama's cooking.
Rolled a 9 on it.
That's a 15.
Nine. 15, okay. You guys seem
fact.
To start. What's up, Hayden?
Oh, dwarves just always know the way home.
You know what?
I don't know what.
I
made that up, I'm sorry.
One of those new spells that I added to my spell
Ooh,
book.
Ooh, yeah, let's hear them.
Who is that delightful lady that led us down here in the first place? Timrin?
Can you cast Ascending?
Yeah, I'm going to cast Ascending.
Okay.
Timrin.
What are you saying? Count your words.
Oh, yeah. I know very well. Timrin. It's Magnus. Can you
tell her I'm here as well?
Come find us in the Underdark. As I'm thinking to myself, I'm on like 11th word. Do I have an approximate idea of like where we're at from where we came?
Yeah, with a 15. You were able to find actually the tunnel system you went through beforehand.
Okay.
So you can tell her you're 3 days out from this cave that you met Mike and is in, and you know, you can give her an approximate location.
Okay. Do you think that that's something I could accomplish in a matter of 14 words?
Maybe.
Let's see. Can you do it, Magnus?
We're 3 days south of...
North.
North of Mykonos.
Okay.
Eternal like thanks for your help. Cordially, Magnus.
You're alive. Interesting. Things are a bit busy around here. Preparations and whatnot. Have you completed what needs completing?
I'll burn another sending because it's travel time. I'll be all right.
We took care of problem.
We did.
And caused new one.
Great. I'll see you then.
As you guys are traveling towards that point of origin, can I have everyone make charisma saves?
What?
Charisma saves!
What? What?
That's my worst one!
Absolutely not!
Mine too.
Mine too!
8!
Oh,
11!
It's my
Why
best one, but I rolled a 3.
I rolled an 18. No, it's true. I rolled an 18.
19 for Hayden?
18.
18. What do we got, Magnus?
11.
11, 4, 8.
8.
4.
4.
8 as well. Everyone besides Remy, you're kind of, as you're traveling, overtaken by this kind of foul mood.
Oh.
Almost bitter.
Oh.
Almost angry.
Yes.
But you're not sure why.
You all aren't as pure of heart as I am.
Stew. No, we're not. An unbroken silence as you travel the caves for the day.
That's fine.
Not encountering anything.
Great.
I'm gonna say, hey, you know, I think it was down this cavern. If
look,
I
can you just
right.
Stop? I'm old and my back hurts and I don't want to hear it.
What's with this wannabe fake dwarf telling me what how to feel?
Grow your own mustaches.
Okay.
As you were berating Remy, Cyrus, you hear in your head, as the day ends, a familiar voice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no.
Have you acquired the artifact?
You say familiar, I assume Professor Pueller.
It is Professor Pueller.
Okay, I got 25 words.
Correct.
I suppose you've been watching. What do you want it for?
Barely a pause before the reply comes.
To destroy it. To remove its taint from this land.
To what degree do do I hear anything in the inflection? It's sending. I'm not there face to face. I can't
sure.
get a good read on him personally, but
make an insight check.
Yeah, that's low. It's low.
Okay, what do you got?
7.
There's conviction in his voice. He intends to destroy this.
Okay.
You have no idea how. If it is what it is. What Vanuther's described is something near indestructible.
Mm-hmm.
But you can tell that he's all in on destroying this thing.
Okay. I will send back. How can something like this be destroyed?
I'll burn another symbol.
I found a ritual. It will not be easy. We'll have to spend at least a day. No breaks. Just channeling power through lines of the weak.
And I believe him.
Take another insight check. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, okay. You know what? I'm going to use my portent roll 22.
Okay.
You believe him. And you believe he can do it.
Okay. Then I'm going to say,
if you can locate her, I would like for you to find Sir Letia Langley to have her with us when we do it.
You wish to be there? That's quite dangerous.
Absolutely.
Okay. He'll burn another city.
Very well. I will see you at my tower.
Okay.
As you start to build camp for the night, a wounded Remy being berated, Cyrus, you end your interchange with Professor Pueller.
And I'm going to address the rest of the group, and I'm going to say, I don't know what exactly I'm going to say at this point.
Are we still affected by the crankiness?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Maybe I will hold off on that.
Take your long rest for the evening. Watches are made. Can you make your way further into the caves? Can I have charisma saves for everyone?
Oh, goodness. Oh, better.
Excellent. 18.
16.
15. 14. You kind of shake off this funk that you've been feeling. The rest of you are in a much better mood for the next 2 days before meeting Timrin Wayforger in a cavern.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
Right. How did you know where we were?
Well,
I don't know if I told you, but I contacted her.
Well, yeah, you gave me the wrong directions. You said the Mykonid Cavern. That was a war camp you sent me to.
Oh,
what exactly?
But I found my way. They had a path of egress.
That's
how are the Mykonids? Are they pursuing their?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't track them that far. I waited here.
To answer your question, there's a thing that after some intense study, some wizards can talk to each other.
Yes, of course. The voice in the head thing.
Aye, his voice is in the head.
You don't need to stop the talking. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
A foul stench in the air. I don't like it.
Let's go quickly.
No, it's something else, but that's right.
She mutters off to herself. The rest of your travel progresses.
Okay, so both in character, out of character, but like, I feel like Magnus would be thinking about this. Is there any indication that it might be the spear in our possession causing our foul moods?
I think an Arcana check.
Dirty 20.
Magical items often have effects that are diverse and nonsensical. So it's hard to pinpoint, but you put the variables together, you put the you put the fact that this is a powerful artifact together, you put the fact that it's something that can only be wielded by evil entities, you feel like this is a corrupting force, and you put two and two together on why everyone's been so on edge down here. And it's almost like it's been this kind of beacon of like negative energy below.
So I'm gonna send a quick message off to Cyrus, like traveling with him and kind of gathering. He's also a studied person. Mm-hmm. Cyrus, I think the spear we're carrying is behind our bad moods.
I also have a message, so I can
message back.
I mean, you can message back like when I cast one, but you can also send another one.
Wait, sending or message?
Message.
Oh, you picked up sending too, didn't you? Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just casting a message like across to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we need to get rid of it, and I think we need to get rid of it as soon as we possibly can.
Hey, stop lagging back there.
Yes, ma'am.
It's like I can't even take it. Come get you all the way from the other.
She starts muttering and stomps off.
She's frustrated.
She's in a bad mood. But the rest of your travel goes rather unimpeded. It's another, 6 days or so through the caverns. About 9 to 8 days total travel to the ladder where she angrily mutters up in Dwarvish, "Buttercup." And the chain ladder appears. You climb your way out and eventually find yourself back in the city of Degildar. You've returned from the Underdark. All alive,
I might add. Yes.
We did.
It's good to be home!
So, Timrin will look you over.
Well, it's good you killed Vilrum. I'm glad we worked together. Formalities. I'll see you sometime later. Perhaps, maybe just swing by. Judging by you, I think we need 10 minutes of your time. And pleasure meeting you all. Whatever. Bye.
And you don't mind if I bring a friend if I have a friend.
Are they experienced?
I'm sorry, what?
It remains. It's to be determined.
You need a friend in battle.
It's a training exercise, dearie.
I'm well trained.
No, not that. We don't. No. Just, it's okay.
She walks off. Excuse me.
What's that
about?
Actually,
Venuthra.
I'll tell you when you're older.
I feel like Magnus needs to roll some kind of insight, like whether he understands what's going on.
Sure, make an insight check.
That's a natural one, so.
What?
You have no idea what that meant.
He's 53, so he's still kind of young and inexperienced in the world.
Why wouldn't she engage me in battle?
Why would you want to engage her in battle?
I would appreciate training or expertise.
Well, if you'd like to accompany us, I'd be happy to acquaint you to the finer art of
She wouldn't battle. Even consider me.
I think you need to prove yourself. I think she would consider.
I absolutely can. What's wrong with that? Have I not already proven myself?
Well.
Stop, Chris!
It's like a bad sitcom joke.
That's
pretty good.
Maybe you and I could have a training round. And
no, no. Cyrus is just interjecting himself.
Cyrus is probably the only one who would have picked up on this. I don't think Remy would.
Sir Venuthra.
She's asking for training.
No, she is not, and you and I both know this.
It would make things... This type of training does make things somewhat complicated if you don't have a certain mindset going into it.
It most certainly does.
I think things would, like, just now start occurring to them. And she would just kind of get really quiet.
It most certainly would.
I want it to be over.
Make things complicated.
I think Vinny would just let her sit in it.
So, what are you guys doing now? Where are you going?
I allowed myself an insight roll in there, and I rolled a nat 1.
Yeah.
So,
Remy, you still don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, I'm way out on this.
And Magnus doesn't either.
We're just going to go train for battle, Remy. You can join us.
Remy's still crestfallen.
I know at some point, during the day, I might break off from the Guild of Goodwill to go visit my parents at Pig Stickers.
Yeah, you definitely can do that, and you know, it's a good thing Vinny isn't around, because some hairs are out of place. But you're okay. You're hugged. You're loved, and you know they say maybe we can talk about magic school.
Yay!
Maybe we can talk about that.
Oh.
While that's happening, what are you guys doing as he slips away?
Did Cyrus relate any part of his?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Yeah, you're fine. So
we
that's
would
not
go
on
get
our
some
mind.
Good food, of course.
Well, do we want to get some food? I know that there's a restaurant that I haven't yet tried.
Well, let's go.
Let me guess. You want to go there, refuse everything that they do in specialty, and eat mushrooms.
The new
well,
throw,
no, this
one
is called the Deep King's Mushroom Garden.
If you what? Want to, you can remember that this was specifically recommended against by other dwarves.
I'm sorry, exactly what?
I don't recall it ever being recommended again. Nobody explicitly said.
The captain of the guards was like, there's better food out there.
That's what everybody has said. Nobody has said this place is terrible.
Okay, that's fair. If you could pick up, it was a polite, this is not good food.
Okay.
But if Remy is very excited about this, you don't have to tell anyone that.
Okay, maybe we've heard it's not great. Maybe we can just walk by and look at it. Again, it's supposed
well,
to be
well, if you
kind
want
of
to
occasion.
Go there, that's good enough reason to visit and at least see if it looks appetizing to you.
Maybe they'll have some sort of balsamic portobello.
The thing, it's been a big travel. Let's just go with something more standard fare. You know, something that everyone will be happy with. It's been weeks since we've had good food.
We'll pass the mushroom garden and get you something on the go.
Okay.
Stop
by
all right.
Deep King's Mushroom Garden. It's this, like, nice, ornate, beautiful, dwarven-looking building. Big, like, bricks of stone and facades of, like, dwarves in battle and stuff like that. And then you go in the door and it's this dingy, small, like, stone room with, like, a really bad violinist playing.
Of course
it
is.
I think the Deep King's Mushroom Garden is, like, the dwarven version of, like, Cheesecake Factory.
Ponchos, it's wanting really authentic Asian food and like really good quality from scratch stuff, and then going to like P.F. Chang's or something.
Yeah.
Gosh, I hate that place.
Yeah.
Or it's just like one of those places where you get like the food that is just sort of like the natural fare, and it's so the natural fare that like it doesn't have any salt or like it's just very, very bland. Like you're like, oh, I want to eat the folk food. And then you find out, like, the folk food is just, like,
No, this is not the folk food. This is the stuff that, like, people passing
nobody
through think
eats.
Is
the folk food.
Yeah.
It is just ponchos.
It's ponchos.
It's like visiting France and going to McDonald's.
As you enter.
Yeah. It's still better, but not where you should be eating.
There's kind of a shorter, poorly dwarf and with kind of sweat-stained, garb on who kind of sees you and kind of hustles up and huff-puffs over.
Oh, welcome to Deep King's Mushroom Garden. Table for five.
I know we'll be getting something.
You know what? Maybe we're better served by going to thank you for your time. He's gonna walk out the door.
Remington, that was quite rude. Was I,
like, no, you're with your fam at this okay. point.
So. Why did you not order anything there?
Did you see that place? It was there was a buffet, and it was they had just a bunch of scrambled eggs in there.
That's not what you wanted.
That's not what I thought it was. I guess everybody that told us that there were better places, you know, the three different people that told us that probably knew what they were talking about.
Yes, perhaps we should just find another place somewhere else.
It's all right. I'd heard it was kind of an institution. I guess, you know.
I'm just quite hungry. Shall we just find a place? I don't really care where.
Oh, any place is fine.
To find a place to eat, especially if you just go back to Flintbeard's. He has food.
Okay, great. Let's go there.
Mark off a couple copper from yourselves. Is there anything else you want to accomplish within the city?
Well, while we're sitting down, Cyrus would like to order a red wine.
You can get one at Flint Birds.
Yeah.
I had a couple.
Wait, Flint Beards or Flint Birds?
I just said Flint Bird, but it's Flint Beards.
Flint Beards. And Cyrus is going to ask the rest of the group, do you remember when we were in the caves? And
do I?
No, Cyrus, we don't remember being in the caves.
That's what I'm trying to get at.
What?
The way that we all felt, not ourselves, just a little bogged down, just a little bit.
We were tired and exhausted.
Yes.
No, I felt it. It came from that spear, I know it did.
It did.
I don't know what any of you are talking about. Is that why everyone was so snippy?
Yes. Snippy? Who was snippy?
You're still a little snippy right now, Bells, if I'm being perfectly honest.
Yeah, I'm telling you that it's from the spear.
It's the spear.
I just assume.
We can't hold on to it. We can't.
What are we going to do? We already discussed this.
I've told you on my read on the quintessence. As an organization, it's not evil.
Think we should just give it up to whoever?
No.
No.
But Professor Pueller, and I believe him entirely when he says this, wants to destroy it. And I would like to destroy it as well. And if Professor Pueller's intentions, I know this is secondhand.
Wait, it can be destroyed?
Yes.
Why didn't we think of that, of course?
Well, because we lack the experience and the means to do such a thing.
We're snippy, apparently.
Yes. That might be part of it. But it can be destroyed. It should be destroyed. It needs to be destroyed. And if Professor Pueller, if his word isn't good enough for you, I will accompany the spear for it to be destroyed. And I have already arranged with Professor Pueller, if that's not enough for you, that he locate Alin, who is in Urngal, as you recall, to be there as well, so that we can get rid of this thing.
I'm sorry, what?
Alin, is she?
She's alive.
I suppose the trial would not have been over by then. Now.
No.
But.
So we're going to meet her to destroy this.
We can't all go with this spear. Yeah, I mean, we know the power that this spear emanates. You do. You felt it. Bells, you felt it. Plus, I have business that would take me to Urngal, back to the quintessence, and I fully recognize that what this means for me, going back to the quintessence, that I left there wanting to strike out on my own because they were the ones who held me down, but you know, I realize at this point that it is probably most worth my while to swallow my pride a little bit and go back to accept the resources that they have and the help that they can provide, both in getting rid of this spear. They do know more about it than we do, because let's be frank, we are just shooting in the dark with this. But also this vision that I had a few nights ago, I know I told you about it, but it has been bothering me, and I need to do more research. I need to be where there are resources and people who can help with trying to nail down some of what it might mean. And Professor Pueller is the head of the Divination School. He was head of Divination, correct? As the head of the Divination School, is the best person to go to.
If you go back with this spear, the clout that you would have among the quintessence would be
very impressive. It wouldn't matter. I mean, yes.
But
in a sense, I'm coming back as a conquering hero, et cetera, but I'm still Cyrus Grimalkin, who has been studying at the Quintessence Pursuant since my early 20s. And
so you really could just leave here and be there.
I could. I know that I could. I've already seen it, that I can.
So you want to leave us?
Want to? No. But there's just a particular convergence of events, and events that we don't know and that we don't have all the information about, and that some information has been revealed to me that I need help with. And I have to accept that, you know, while I have made strides on my own and made advances that the Quintessence never offered me, or at least never offered me in good faith, they are still the best ones to help with interpreting that.
But we need you.
Well, you don't need me.
Well,
Bells.
What would we do without you?
Bells, let me tell you something. You remember how Elin used to fight with such prowess in battle? Yes, with skill with her swords, yes. But there was a single-mindedness that she had, a conviction of her ideals where she believed completely in what she was doing. Bells, you have all the skill that she has. And once you figure it out what it is that you want to accomplish, you're going to be unstoppable. You don't need me. And Vinny, I don't know that I ever really told you this, but every time you looked at me as your magic daddy, I was only one or two steps ahead of you. Just trying to figure out what the next one or two steps might be so that you could continue looking up to me. But
I'm still enamored by this opportunity. And being one who knows how to take advantage of a good opportunity, I could not refuse this to you. Not in good conscience. It makes so much sense.
Yeah, it does. It's the logical move for me. It's what I need to do. It's what I think this continent, which has wars breaking out left and right, and this spear, which seems to have some sort of power of causing strife among friends. I don't know what the connection is or if there is a connection, but I know the vision that I've seen. I know what I've seen in our travels, and I know what I've seen this spear can do, and something has to be done, and and I need to find out more information. I need more research, and we need to destroy this thing. And whatever the next thing is after that, well,
this is clearly becoming much bigger than anything that we are doing collectively here. I see that there are threads spinning off in various directions. Alin is putting this evil family in their place. Cyrus is spinning off and having an ally in the Quintessence Pursuant. There is something bigger that is going on here that is much bigger than just the Guild of Goodwill. Or maybe it is just the very spirit of the Guild of Goodwill.
As you are having this conversation, Cyrus, you hear in your head,
I apologize to interrupt this conversation. I looked in on having Sir Langley present. Unfortunately, she is dead.
And to what degree can I trust you and the Quintessence with this task of destroying this spear?
Well, I checked in on you before sending a message.
I'm going to show you my last portent roll.
Was this an insight check? Okay. So, I'll say this. You believe everything he says, as he's saying.
Checked in with you on it. This conversation before sending a spell, just not sure you were available. Come, Cyrus. Bring your friends, as I have to pay them. Perhaps some magical items.
Yes, of course. No, it's still sending.
Yeah, we're basically sending back and forth at this point, and he also, you can hear him perk up in his voice.
Also, as a fellow student of divination, we can discuss this vision. Perhaps find a solution together.
Yes, I would like that very much.
Great.
Okay. And I'm going to convey to the rest of the group. Well, it seems Alin may not be a factor here, but...
Wait, what?
What do you mean she might not be a factor here?
I don't want to give him more information than I have. But... it doesn't seem that she will be available for this particular operation. And I'm not going to directly say...
You can make insight checks if you want, but he's definitely holding back information.
Why were you saying you're holding back? You didn't want to give away too much.
Oh, I don't want to say it out loud.
Oh, yeah.
Would we know?
Make an insight check.
20.
Yeah, he's dancing around the details that Alin previously discussed.
My last...
the party.
Insight check and my trust in Professor Pueller, though.
Okay, so he's trustworthy.
His intentions are exactly as he says they are.
I would kind of like grab the new throw when he said that and just steal myself.
If you like, we can all go.
It's like losing because all over again.
We can all go because Professor Pueller did promise a reward to the Guild of Goodwill, and that's you guys, and I'm taking a leave of absence, I suppose, so it would all go to you, and so you can come along to Urengal.
Let's discuss
payment.
Okay. Are you addressing the King of Devildar in any fashion before you guys leave, or no?
Yes. He promised us rewards.
we can quick do this one.
Okay.
Quick
do it.
You guys tell him about Vilrim. He's more than happy. says it'll be a while before they can organize a new leader. They may not, you know, have the same desires, but he doesn't think that they can trace this assassination back to Degildar.
Cool.
They set you in front of you a giant chest.
Come on.
Full of about 2,000 gold pieces.
Okay.
Or not 2,000, I'm sorry.
Yes, 2,000 gold pieces.
20,000 gold pieces.
Okay.
Oh,
sorry, my brain.
We're level 8 now, guys.
Whoa!
20,000 gold pieces.
Great. Each. Thank you.
No, that's cool. All
Cyrus, right. As you're preparing to return to Urengal, could I have a Arcana check as you try and...
19.
Yes. You're okay. Able to kind of limit and create a less potent version of the spell teleportation circle,
mm-hmm.
where it has a limited radius. Just at the edge of that radius is the teleportation circle you know to be the keep of Urengal. So, each of you may step into a circle of magical energy.
Beam me up.
Sky. Magnus is still over at the the stick and pig.
He was probably there for the reward portion.
Yeah, probably there for the reward portion. Like if I know.
What? No, he was not.
They probably call him up there.
Okay, at some point Cyrus will give him a clap on the back and say,
he was with mommy and daddy.
He gets his own reward.
At whatever point.
He'll get his reward later. That 20,000 is ours.
At whatever point Cyrus will clap him on the back and say, good work, magnets.
We each get five. By the way.
Yeah, you get your own reward as a citizen, and you also get a title, so just keep that in mind.
Cute.
You get a title, and you do get substantial access to
Fancy
both the Marble Crest Vault and the Stone Staff Hall.
All right.
The rest of you.
Okay, so and then when we go up to...
The rest of us get 20,000
Magnus, this would not have been possible without you, and he puts forth 4,000 gold pieces as his part of the cut.
No.
And then you say,
well, thank you kindly for showing me a little bit of the world outside of this city.
We couldn't have done it without you, Magnus. Thank you for joining us and sharing your expertise with us.
What will you do with the gold?
Well, apparently there's more world up. So I'm thinking I'll go up.
Go up.
Well, I've been, this might sound silly, but I've been reading a lot about the sky and the fields of grass. I don't know. I might want to see what a bird is like.
I'm sorry,
that's how you pronounce it, a bird. It flies, it has wings.
Yes, of course. So would you like to come with us?
Oh, I don't know if I can impose on your journey. I think I have to go see the world for myself.
There are some great birds near Goldenrod.
Where's Goldenrod?
You have no idea.
Wasn't that close to like where we found the entrance to the...
Yeah, but the dwarves don't know anything about anything outside dwarf land.
But that would be close to where we found him.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, it's down the road.
If they're about to teleport, then I'll probably like see them off from the teleportation circle and then begin my journey whenever I do.
Great.
Cyrus will say,
with your gold that you didn't refuse.
Goodbye, magnets. I'm going to be perfectly honest. I only understood maybe every other word that you said, but you're good company. You're good company. You're a good wizard. Keep it up.
Goodbye, Magnus.
You too.
I may not be a dwarf, but I know that you're a real dwarf's dwarf.
I hope you know a wee one. I didn't say that seriously, that there was a magic spear making us kind of...
Yeah, I don't hold anybody too accountable for much of what happened on the way back.
As far as I'm concerned, you're an honorary dwarf.
That's very kind of you.
Is he crying?
I think a little bit. But but like just one tier.
Single tier.
With that, one by one, each of you file into the teleportation circle, poofing into an unfamiliar chamber within the keep of Urengal. Thankfully, the guards, bewildered at first, know how to direct you outside the keep, and you make your way to Palmer Corner, to the Tower of Divination, where Brogner Peeler is waiting for you. Greetings. Did you bring the spear?
Bells.
Are we sure?
I think it's in no better hands.
I think we're sure.
Going to corrupt us if we keep it.
There's a long period of time. It will be about 24 hours of doing this. I will prepare the ritual.
Can we see it when it's finished?
You can see it shatter before your eyes. As I'm doing this, though, as I'm preparing, Cyrus, could I impose upon you? There are several volumes, tomes that I could write down that I need you to skim through in the library, as well as I need to speak with you on your return about this vision.
Yes, of course.
The skimming should only take about 2-3 hours.
Sure.
Thank you. Now you, I will see about your rewards, as well as I will look for some things for you.
And he goes about setting portions of his room up for what seems to be a large ritual. He puts his hand down and there are glowing ley lines across the entire floor of his study that he starts to activate, and material components that he starts to set out in different ways. Cyrus, as you journey towards the library, you are able to secure several of these books and skim through them. And as you're skimming through them, you find something interesting. Something strange. Almost, you feel like this is a portion of your vision. You start to read about these broken blue hellscapes, these broken rocks with black spires kind of protruding from them. And you're sure you're close to what you need to find. And there you have it. You've found it. You know where this is. And a look of elation creeps across your face before a black blade bursts from your chest from behind. And you hear in your head, your last thing you can hear is you can't move. It's from the sending stone that you picked up. Underneath, with the slots, you hear,
I found you.
That's what we're going to do in this next episode.